There's a more recent case, Reeves, and the debtor had a $300,000 house, $200,000 mortgage, $370,000 with the tax liens. And this is the new thing that they're doing because of some of the issues with approving these sales is they went to the IRS and cut a deal for a carve-out. And in this case, it was, there's the, basically, we'll sell the house, we'll pay the mortgage, and then whatever's left would be the tax lien, but we're going to subordinate it. So basically, they agreed to a carve-out for 30% of the net proceeds after paying the mortgage and the closing costs, which basically leaves $25,000. Trustees, 30% is $22,500, which leaves $52,000, actually, for the unsecured creditors. So this sounds like a good deal, right? Because we're going to get $52,000 for the unsecured creditors. Guess who the unsecured creditor is? The IRS. So again, same deal. You know, we're preserving it for the unsecured creditors, but the unsecured creditors typically going to be the IRS. One of the interesting little details here, too, though, was the IRS agreed that they would give the debtor a dollar-for-dollar credit for all the amounts that got paid out, even if it didn't go to the IRS. So on the debtor's tax obligation, they're going to get credit for the whole $75,000, even though they're not getting it all. And this is, again, people getting creative to try to ease these through. And we can criticize the IRS or not, but, you know, should they be doing this? And this is, you know, is this collusion or not? You know, maybe we should get Robert Mueller to come look. What it is the IRS doesn't want to deal with this. And they talk about, you know, the IRS, you know, taking your house, which they generally don't do. I've been doing this for a long time. The IRS files their tax lien. They wait for you to sell the house. You sell the house, you pay off the mortgage, you pay the closing costs, and the IRS gets whatever's left. And so, and if the IRS was seizing houses, they'd be the biggest real estate company in the United States. So do we want to subsidize that as taxpayers? Next, there's a case, KC Machine and Tool Company. And this was a case where there was an order entered in the bankruptcy court ordered abandonment, but the district court reversed. This is a somewhat different case for us because this is a business case where the property and was not a homestead, it was machinery. And obviously there's no exemption issues. And the city of Detroit was the creditor in that case. And this is an issue we'll talk about more in a little bit, but what is a tax lien? Because 724 doesn't tell us. And sometimes it says tax lien, and sometimes it says statutory tax lien. But I can't see any clear delineation that would suggest those are intended to have different meanings. But in this case, the court said that it is, in fact, a lien, and basically a statutory tax lien. But the claim got subordinated on this case, and the court found that sale and subordination would result in a large distribution to administrative expense creditors. So they at least basically admitted that we're not paying the unsecured creditors anything. And, oh, by the way, this is another 0% to the unsecured creditors case. And there's a great quote in this case. There's a dissent, and the judge says, abandonment will prevent the Bankruptcy Reform Act from turning debtors into distressed vessels on a sea of 724 spoils for privateers to plunder. So when I do these, I highlight and I put notes in the margins. And my note in the margin right there says, Chapter 7 trustees are pirates. um, And then there's a case, Villarreal. This was an interesting one because the there were statutory tax liens, but they hadn't, the IRS had not filed actually filed liens. So the question is where does this fit into all this? And the court said, and this is there's another problem with a lot of these cases. There's a lot of dicta floating around, So in this case, the court says the trustee could avoid the lien and then sell for the benefit of creditors. Well, there was actually no application to sell pending at that point. It was more of the homestead fight. But they did say that although there was an unrecorded lien that the trustee could avoid as a hypothetical BFP purchaser, it's still attached to the proceeds. So the trustee can avoid the lien, pay his admin expenses, and then the lien falls down to a third position, so the IRS still gets the money. And again, this is the court says, you know, if the trustee sells the property, but there's no application to sell on file. So have we even talked about that issue of can the trustee sell or not? Now, those are and let me say, I was surprised how few cases there are on this, reported cases. But let's flip over now. Those were the cases that say that hold or suggest that you can sell. The good news is, and the reason this is a topic is, there's an opinion from the 10th Circuit BAP last year in a case called Byrd. And there's actually two companion cases, Byrd and Christensen.